Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to a new Cards Cast, another special commitment episode of the Cards Cast. The Louisville football staff seems to have it rolling now. It took them a little bit to get that first commitment. Now they've got another one. And Popeye Williams, a big addition for the Cardinals. A great defensive end addition out of the state of Indiana. Becomes the next commitment on the board for Louisville's 2022 class. I'm Cardinal Authority senior writer Michael McCammon, joined by publisher Jody Demling. And Jody, we've had hints about this.
I'm sorry. That's me. I was messing up there.
He might be in the room there with you. But we've had some crystal balls in for Popeye for a few days. And now it becomes official. Popeye Williams joins Louisville's recruiting class.
Yes, he does. And
Sassafras
from Popeye. Weak side defensive end, a top 400. We'll call him. Let's say he's a high three star. Yeah. He's one of those guys that is teetering on four star. He's got a really good offer list that includes that included 19 schools in the end. Cincinnati, Michigan State, Purdue, Nebraska, teams that were out there after him. He's got he had an early offer from Alabama and Penn State. Tennessee was kind of in the mix. Kentucky, Virginia Tech, Arkansas, all kinds of really good schools that were in the mix for Popeye Williams. Westfield, Indiana, Westfield High School in Indiana. Number 27 weak side defensive end, according to 24/7 Sports, and 22 in the total composite. Just a really good pickup and a really good way. We thought a really good way to start off the class, and then it ended up being, well, he's going to have to take a back seat, not be the first one, because Caleb Johnson took that away from him last week. So a couple of commitments in the 2022 class for Louisville. Very nice pickup for the Cardinals.
Yeah, number 401 nationally, and that's, a number that could actually improve as he gets into his senior season. But, Jody, if you rewind the clock just a couple weeks, the belief was most likely Nebraska. Cincinnati seemed to be in that number two spot. Had liked Louisville, but Louisville seemed to be kind of on the outside a little bit looking in, but obviously never gave up, stuck with them because he's been one of their priority targets since day one. And that relationship building that the coaching staff did seemed to be the factor that kind of put it over the hump. I mean, he basically has said, I fell in love with the Louisville coaching staff. And certainly there's an opportunity here. I mean, Louisville's putting a premium on defensive linemen right now. Needed some help there, need some depth there. And Popeye Williams, because of that opportunity, the relationship that he's building with defensive coordinator Brian Brown and Mark Ivey, the defensive line coach, and really the entire coaching staff, because they really do recruit as a group, put Louisville over the top and were able to secure this commitment.
Yeah, he had set up visits to Nebraska for June 4th, Louisville June 11th, Cincinnati June 18th, and Purdue June 25th. Those are the main schools. He was going to do another one. I think probably the other one would have been probably Michigan State. It'll be interesting to see how he handles the recruiting now. I mean, does he shut it just totally down? A lot of kids take their visits, and a lot of schools tell them to take their visits. But again, it'll be interesting. He found the place he really liked with the coaching staff that he has a lot of respect for, and just about a week or just about almost a week and a half ago, when we put the crystal balls in, it was okay. Louisville's looking pretty good. And then once we went past that stage, it was like, okay, Louisville's looking really good. He just fell for the coaching staff, and these guys can do that to you. You know, we've talked a lot about it, Michael. I don't know that people really understand what we describe in a couple of our other podcasts, but you know, this is a coaching staff that when they recruit kids, they do it as a group. You know, they have a number of kids. It's not all the kids that they're recruiting, but it's a good portion of them. And they go through, and not only are those kids, you know, getting hit up by the coach that's recruiting them, but they're also getting hit up by the QC that's kind of in charge of helping that coach and the other coaches on the same side of the ball. So, you know, from a standpoint of Popeye Williams, at one point or another, he was probably or has been talking to, you know, 10 members of the staff a week. And that's not including the Scott Satterfield text that he will get several times a week as well. So that really does make a big difference.
Earlier in the month, Popeye Williams was one of many participants up at the Ohio Under Armour camp. 247 Sports regional analyst Alan True was there. After it was over, he listed Popeye Williams as one of the top five defensive performers in that camp, which was a star-studded camp. So that enough in alone shows you the potential that Popeye Williams has. Some of the things that Alan had to say about Popeye Williams, that he possesses a twitch and explosion, which showed up in all the drills and enable him to really win most of the one-on-one reps that he has. So when you get compliments from one of the analysts, a very well-respected analyst like Alan True from a camp circuit, that's a good indicator of not only your potential, but the likelihood that throughout your senior season, you could also climb in the national ranking. So, you know, he's caught the Louisville coach's attention. He's backing it up at the camps, catching the scouts' attention as well. So Popeye Williams sounds like Louisville is getting the real deal from a defensive end standpoint in this commitment.
Yeah, I definitely think so. And it's a good start on the defensive side of the ball. You know, we talked, last week when Louisville got the Jacquez Turner commitment for this year. Turner's a kid that's got 1 year of eligibility left, and they needed a veteran presence. Well, they now have in that defensive line room, they now will when Popeye Williams gets on campus next year, not this fall, but next fall, Louisville will then have you know, those 12 guys that were freshmen will have another year of experience under their belt. Mm-hmm. And you take a guy like Ramon Puryear, this will be his third season of seeing the field on some point, on some level. And he's just gonna be a sophomore after this coming season. So they needed someone really good in this class to come behind all those guys. And know that he's going to play, and know that he's going to come through for the Louisville Cardinals, and that's Popeye.
There you go. He's one that I'm looking forward to. I mean, just think of it, you know, Jody. We were kind of joking about it a little bit before. If the name, image, likeness, you know, gets passed in time, which hopefully it will. Popeye Williams with that name, you know, he's got all kinds of potential, you know, to pick up on. So, but again, a great commitment for the Louisville coaching staff. Obviously they got a quarterback in Caleb Johnson to get things started. Now a great way to get things going from the high school ranks in Popeye Williams, a guy that's right on the cusp of being a four-star prospect, and Louisville beat out some really nice programs to secure that decision from Mr. Williams.
Yep. They did. No doubt about it. The Cardinals picking up a commitment from Westfield, Indiana, weak side defensive end, Popeye Williams. Popeye, a member of the Louisville class of 2022. For Michael McCammon, I'm Jody Demling. This has been a special commitment edition of the Cardscast.
The hit Paramount Plus original docuseries returns.
The last time I saw Max, he looked at us laughing, and then everything changed in a blink of an eye.
My feeling as a detective is that he was murdered.
Yahoo Entertainment calls it a spine-chilling docuseries showcasing real-life tragedies.
What about when your child who went missing?
We need to know the truth.
never seen again. Now streaming on Paramount+.